In Parshas Lech Lecha, we see the change in the relationship between Avram and Lot. This I heard from the Rav. He pointed out that in the Pasuk, it says, as Avram leaves Mitzrayim, Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim, hu v'ishto, v'chola shalo, v'lot imo hanegva. However, when they enter Mitzrayim, it says Vayikach Avraham es Sarah Ishto ve'es Lot ben Achiv ve'es kol v'chusha masheva choshu ve'es hanefesh asher osu b'chavon v'yetzu l'leches atza Kanan v'yavo atza Kanan. When Avraham goes initially to Mitzrayim, so the pasuk, as it describes, is Vikach Avram is Sarai Ishto ves Lot ben Achiv. Lot is part of the family and the household. Ves kol v'chushim asher rochshu ves hatnefes asher osu b'chavon. Lot comes before the rechush, but as they leave, it's Vayal Avram imitzrayim hu v'ishto v'chol asher lo, and then comes Lot v'lot imo hanegba. And the Rav pointed out this also, the semantics is different. It says v'lot. When they leave, it's Lot Imo. He's only traveling in the same direction, but he's not integrated into the family, into the household of Avram. As opposed to when they went down to Mitzrayim, it doesn't say Lot, it doesn't say Imo, but it says Ves Lot ben Achiv Ves kol v'chusham, right? Vikach es, they're all together. And at that point, as they entered Mitzrayim, Lot was still a disciple of Avraham Avinu, and believed in his vision. However, when they left Mitzrayim, everything changed, as it says, "Vayal Avraham in Mitzrayim," as I pointed out, for Lot Imo, he's no longer one with Avraham. He's traveling with him, leaving Egypt, but the rechush separates them. And this was undoubtedly, the Rav said, because when Lot was in Mitzrayim, he was dazzled by the wealth and power and greatness of Egypt. It was the greatest civilization of the time. And we see this also when they ultimately come and return to Canaan and they separate Lot and Avram. So Lot looks up and he says, V'yishel Lot es eina v'yaris kol kika hayarden ki kula mashkil lefnei shachis Hashem estom v'esamora kegan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim boruch hatzorah. To Lot, the area of Sodom v'Amora is kegan Hashem, and the ultimate is Ke'eretz Mitzrayim. We see that the dispute or the separation of Lot and Avram is also an ideological one, because when the Rashi comments that the Roe Lot would steal, would they would graze their flock or Lot's flock, even other people's land, and steal from them. Rashi says, "Shehoyu roav shel Lot v'shoim u'ma'arim b'mehemtam b'stos acherim, v'roei Avram mochichim osam al hagezel," and the shepherds of Avram would admonish them. So the difference between Lot and Avram now is an ideological one in terms of mitzvahs and integrity. And also, we see this also from what Avram tells Lot. Avram says, "Al not tihim a riva beni v'necha, u ben ro'ay u ben ro'echa, ki anoshim achim anachnu." So Rav pointed out, the Malbim says this, that there's a difference between meriva and riv. Riv is a dispute. Meriva is something stronger. it's an ideological hashkafic dispute, differentiation and schism between them. And at this point, Lot, dazzled by the power and glory and wealth of Egypt, has been completely transformed, and he's no longer the disciple of Avram that he was at the beginning when they left to go to Mitzrayim.